From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. More than 2.2 million people voted in Colorado early this year. That's almost as many as the total number of voters in 2012. But as 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, many people still made the trip out to the polling stations today.
Voters at the El Paso County Clerk's Office in downtown Colorado Springs reported hour-plus wait times at the polls this afternoon, due in part to technical problems with the voting system. Some folks left their cars running as they deposited their completed ballots in a secure drop-off box. Others, like Samantha Wells and Charles McCoy, opted to brave the line together.
The excitement of coming out on Election Day is far more superior than sending in a ballot through the mail.
I also have like a late decision-making process. It's kind of a hard choice, so I'm still up in the air about it all. So
you're going to make the decision when you're standing there in the ballot box?
I think so. We're still discussing. We're looking up late-minute facts and seeing kind of what it's all about. So it's a real tough choice, so yes.
Polls and ballot drop-off locations will remain open across Colorado until 7 p.m. tonight. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
And those in line to vote by 7 will still be able to cast a ballot. Colorado Democrats are going to court to argue that the state should extend voting to account for this afternoon's computer glitch. The 29-minute computer glitch forced in-person voters to cast provisional ballots, and some county clerks were unable to process mail ballots that needed to have signatures verified. A Secretary of State spokeswoman says the office is investigating the cause. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.